This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1983. Lindsay's learning Arabic, four lessons for busy professionals on language learning. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Lindsay is learning Arabic from scratch to get ready for a trip to Egypt. In this episode, Lindsay shares four key tips on how to take control of your language learning at any level and make it work with a busy workday as a professional.
Hey there, Michelle. How are you feeling today? What's going on?
Well, you'll notice that my voice isn't quite what it usually is, Lindsay. I am getting over being sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's almost back.
Well, that's okay. You know what? I feel like our listeners really get an insider perspective on us as human beings because we publish 4 days a week and we never miss that, right? So you guys really, you know, you heard my voice go back last month or 2 months ago. Now Michelle's voice is gone. We get sick, but we are always here for our listeners. So guys, this is real.
Right? Yes, this is real. This is real. I've been waiting and waiting for it to come back.
Yes.
Here we are. But I was just saying that there's an episode of Friends, guys, maybe you know it, where Phoebe loses her voice, but she ends up really liking how she sounds. She thinks she sounds like
very cool
and sexy. Exactly. And she wants to be sick and like
that's hilarious.
It's a whole episode about that. So I don't feel that way about my voice.
But, I kind of feel that way when I get sick. There is kind of like a sexy, like low, sultry, sick voice, which I kind of enjoy.
it could be fun for a little bit. I'm just hoping that it comes back soon.
It'll be back. Yeah. You have a great voice, Michelle. It'll be back. We'll just wait. You know, our listeners will be here waiting for it to come back. It's coming back. We know it.
It's coming back. But you know what? I want to know about something more interesting than my voice. I want to know how your Arabic is coming along, Lindsay, because you got your trip to Egypt very soon.
Oh my gosh, it's a really important question, Michelle. Yeah, I kind of put off getting on these lessons for a few weeks and then I finally got it together. I started around early February and I'm leaving in May. So Michelle, it's been really refreshing and humbling learning a new language, but not just learning it, but learning it from scratch. I literally have no experience in Arabic. And just in case our listeners missed it, I'm taking a trip to Egypt, to Cairo, and also other well-known famous historical places in May. So that's why I'm learning Arabic.
Wow, that is so cool, Lindsay. That is so great that you're jumping into it like that.
Yes.
And just, you know, having a fresh perspective, a new language, very exciting.
Yeah.
Guys, before we get into this more, I want to hear a lot more about this today, Lindsay.
Yeah.
But guys, we want to remind you, wherever you are listening to the All Ears English Podcast, hit follow because you don't want to miss anything from us, right?
Absolutely, 100%, right? Especially when, you know, we're in your shoes, guys. We're going out there learning languages. We know what it feels like to be you. We've done it. We've traveled the world. We've worked in other languages, and it's not easy. But when you know what to focus on, which in this case, it's connection, you can be a lot more clear and you can prioritize, right?
Right. Exactly. So that's great. So make sure you do that.
Yes.
Lindsay, I mean, I feel like you have a lot to share, a lot of perspective, a lot of things that you can share that could help our listeners as well.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I've learned four key things in the last few months on my class, you know, in my classes, my one-on-one classes that I chose them because I think our listeners will really be able to make use of these tips, right? So I want to share these four key things for our listeners today. And this is for busy professionals, right? This is not necessarily if you're in school, you're in college, and you're going to a college class in a language like English or Arabic or French. It's if you're a busy professional, you're sneaking in your lessons between this meeting and that meeting. Right,
yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, because there's still a way to do it. Sometimes I think people can say, oh, I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like there's a way to do it still and kind of balance everything out. So Lindsay, what are those four key things?
Well, first of all, I'll just say a bonus thing first. We are so lucky that we have the internet now. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
obviously, Allers English wouldn't exist if we didn't have the internet, but also language learning platforms like Babbel, iTalki,
right.
Cambly, these wouldn't exist where it's just so easy to go and find yourself a tutor immediately, almost immediately at your desk. So what I can do is I can go from, you know, meeting with this company to my lesson in Arabic to a meeting with one of our team members or recording and I'm not moving. That's kind of incredible, right? We used to have to drive to a school and dedicate a whole evening to learning this language. Yeah.
That's true. And you had to if you're going to go to a school, you have to commit to it.
Yes.
Might be a commitment that you can't make that, like mm-hmm. you said, maybe you stop work at 5, but the class is at 5:15 and you'd be late every time, you know, it's just, mm-hmm.
It's just
so
incredible.
The world is kind of open in that way now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of a blessing and a curse in a way, but mostly true. A blessing. So I'm going to go into the first tip, Michelle. And of course, it's all about time. Right? What do they say? I mean, time is that thing we can never get back, right? Do you feel that way sometimes? It's the only thing we can never get back.
I feel that way all the time. You know me, Miss Nostalgia.
That's true. You are so nostalgic, Michelle, and the memories we can never get back. But even just the time in our day, we can always make more money. We can always get more things, acquire a new property, but we can never get the time back, especially if we think about in our work day. So here's what I mean by time. We're not kids in school, guys. We are professionals learning a language and we're putting it in the middle of our work day. So my realization, my big epiphany was that I recommend this actually for professionals. And this is what I changed to. Instead of a 45-minute lesson, do a 30-minute lesson. It makes all the difference, Michelle. It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. How do you feel in that for 30 minutes? Do you feel like it flies by?
Well, it really depends on the level you're at, but here's why I prefer. I started off my lessons with one teacher and I'm still working with that teacher one, let's say, for 45 minutes, but then I ended up getting a new teacher and I'll explain why later. And that one is 30 minutes and that was a conscious choice. Here's the reason why 30 minutes works better for a professional than 45. When you book a 30-minute slot, you can easily book your next work meeting. Let's say I have 12 to 12:30. My work meeting starts at 12:30. Right. But if I book a 45-minute slot, it's 12 to 12:45.
I
put it to 1. So actually, I'm losing an hour, but I'm not getting an hour of work. And because I'm a beginner in Arabic, I don't need more than half an hour. It's too much to do 45 minutes or an hour. I get bored. I get distracted. It's too much input. Okay.
And that I think is a key point. And we've talked about that before, you know, on the show of like, it can be so tempting to be like, oh, I want to do an hour because I want to learn it faster, right?
Yes,
But sometimes just like a little bit at a time, it can actually be better.
100%. So for so many reasons, to maintain your motivation, to make sure you don't have too many things to learn as homework, to make sure you're going back and reviewing things, and to make sure that it fits nicely, cleanly, crisply into your workday, do the 30-minute lesson, not the 45-minute lesson. Yeah.
Love it. Love
100%.
It. All right. What's another thing? What's another key?
Well, here's the next key. So this is more of a beginner intermediate tip, but I think it also applies to advanced listeners for our students. If you're learning new vocabulary or really any new part of the language, it's okay to look at your notes. So as I said, I changed my teachers. I now have two teachers. I have teacher one, teacher two. When I first started with teacher one, there was a method going on that I didn't completely agree with, right? My teacher was showing me the language, the vocabulary, and the teacher was saying, okay, now study, please study. And the teacher would give me 5 minutes to study and I would have to memorize. And all of a sudden when she said memorize, I said, oh my God, I froze up right away. Memorize. Okay. And then I would come back on, supposedly I've memorized these words and now I had to remember them immediately. And when you have no context for the language, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work at all. It might work better for an advanced student, but it doesn't work for a beginner. So what I recommend instead, teacher two has actually really done a good job of this, is we have our notes in front of us the whole time as we're practicing these role plays. You know, how are you? Where are you from? I'm reading the notes and we're going to keep doing that until I'm ready. We're going to gradually pull the notes away.
Oh, okay. I like that. Until you're ready. That was the key thing that you just said.
Yeah. Because the problem with memorize, that's style one, is that it makes it a very academic exercise about memorization. And that's getting away from connection. Right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're focusing more on just being perfect and having everything memorized than what the real purpose of learning the language is.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no shame in having notes, looking at notes through the beginner level, through the intermediate level. And then you do have the responsibility, your teacher should do this, or you should do it if your teacher's not doing it, is pulling back the notes gradually. It's all gradual. We want to get away from that. I don't know about you, Michelle, but I spent a lot of time in high school memorizing dates and names and locations of history class.
And then you don't remember any of it, right?
Exactly. Because you put all your energy into, I got to cram my brain full of these facts. And then as soon as I take the test, I'm going to go dump it all out.
That's right.
That's not learning a language.
Right. So I think this is really, really important, Lindsay. I like it. And yes. Lindsay, that kind of leads us into number three a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to make a quick analogy here. So last night I wanted to do a yoga class, right? And I went to my yoga.com, my website where I was supposed to schedule it. And I thought, oh, there are no 7 o'clock classes. I guess I can't do yoga tonight. My partner went to me and my partner said, you can go to another studio. there are five studios in our neighborhood. I was like, oh, right. There's that other studio and they do have a 7 o'clock class. So here's the instruction for our listeners, guys. If you don't like your teacher style, change teachers.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are going to click with one style and some people are going to click with another one. And, you know, don't stick with it. Just, you know, you can, there's lots of options.
100%. I think we get locked into the sense of loyalty or the sense of, wow, this was my choice. I have to keep going and I have to work with this teacher. No. Right. So what I ended up doing was I added a new teacher. And so now I'm staggering my lessons. I'm working with both. Teacher one has a more academic approach and this teacher's helping me actually learn the alphabet to read and write, which is pretty cool. The more fun academic aspects of it. But teacher two is much more hyper focused on travel Arabic, which is what I need too. So
That's great.
So we'll see in the last month of prep. This episode is coming out much closer to my trip, but we're doing this a little bit. We'll see if I end up kind of just focusing on teacher two or what I do. But guys, there's a whole world of teachers out there. I've been using iTalki. I really love iTalki. You know, it's easy to go on there, find a teacher, book it right away, and jump online. So, yeah. But
okay, yeah. I love it. That's a good one. And then you have one more key for today, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, Michelle, Quizlet. Have you ever heard of this app before?
I have heard of it, but I don't know much about it, but I know the name.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I'm loving this app. So it's just a flashcard app. So you load up your words and their definitions, or you could load up on your cards, you could say the question and the answer on the other side to be 100% immersed in the language, and it will pull up different games. So I've been trying to get into the habit of doing this before bed in the morning. You can do a quiz, you can do a matching game, you can just study the flashcards. But I think what we need to do is find a way to, especially in the beginning, how do we put those new words into our world? Immerse ourselves in them as much as we can. Instead of going to Instagram, I'm gonna go to Quizlet.
Very cool, I like it. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. Have you ever used flashcards in the past to learn a language, Michelle?
Yes, I have. I've done the whole thing where, you know, you put them around the apartment, you know, like on different things, the fridge, that kind of a thing. But I've never done really an app like this.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, we've talked about this before on the show. Check out Quizlet. I mean, you know, we're not sponsored by Quizlet or anything, but I'm going to recommend that organically because I am using it and I'm loving it, Michelle. Yeah.
Great.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Michelle, should we give our listeners a little bonus to come away with today? What's the key skill we want our listeners to come away with? First, the four tips we want to remind them, but then what else?
Well, we're talking about, you know, people learning languages. So if you want to have a conversation like I just did with Lindsay, you want to learn how to ask someone how it's going with their language learning journey. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge opportunity for connection.
Exactly. So we're going to teach you guys two key phrases and then we're going to go into a little role play so that Michelle can ask me, you know, how the language is going, right? Or actually, exactly. I think I'm going to ask you. We'll see. We'll see when we get to the role play.
All right, let's do it.
So the first phrase, guys, write this one down. How is the Arabic coming along? Or how is the Swahili coming along? Or Icelandic? I've always wondered, Michelle, what Icelandic would be like.
Yes, that I wonder as well. So how is the and then language coming along? Mm-hmm. And then the next one is say something in blank.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. It's a little bit like this could be a little annoying sometimes when your friends will do this, right? Your native speaking friends will say, how's it coming along? Say something in this language, right? Because they're just kind of teasing you and they want to hear you speak, right? So play along. That's a connection skill.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are two really good phrases that you can use. So should we do the role play?
Yep, let's do it. So in this case, you and I are colleagues and you, Michelle, you're learning Italian to prepare for a trip to Florence. And I want to see how it's going. So we're walking out of a meeting. This is after a team meeting and we're just kind of chatting to each other, you know, side by side in the hallway. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Oh, that meeting was so long.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, your trip to Florence is coming up, isn't it?
Yes, I can't wait. I really need a break from the daily grind.
So how's the Italian coming along?
It's going well. I love my teacher and our lessons motivate me to keep going.
That's amazing. Say something in Italian.
Ciao.
Very good. I think our Italian listeners would be impressed, Michelle.
Oh, yes.
So what's a takeaway? What do you think, Michelle? Where should we leave our listeners today?
Okay. Well, do we want to go through the role play?
Oh, I forgot. Oh my gosh. Yes, let's go through the role play.
Let's do it. So I said I need a break from the daily grind. And then you said, how is the Italian coming along?
Yeah, how is the Italian? That you could also say, how's Italian? It would be a little weird if I said, how's Italian coming along, isn't it? Wouldn't
yeah,
it be?
Yeah, I like the D.
Yeah, how's the Italian coming along? And then I said, that's amazing. Say something in Italian. And when you say this to someone, you want to be a little jokey, right? Just fun, kind of teasing them. Like, come on, say something. It'll be fun.
Right. Show me what you got. Yeah.
Show me what you got. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the takeaway, Michelle, for today, what I want our listeners to keep in mind is take control of your learning. As an adult, as a professional who's probably trying to learn after work, during work, before work, you take control. You decide how long you should study, who you should study with, and how you should study.
Right. Exactly. So you've taught us four keys today, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really, really good for our listeners. So guys, definitely think about these. And Lindsay, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is we may have a lot of old habits from when we learned things in school where that teacher was like the boss,
right?
The teacher set the tone, the teacher in the classroom of 30 students told us exactly how it should be done. But now that we are professionals learning languages because we want to, we are in control. You know, so we make our own choices and that will ultimately determine our success, right? We'll see how I do on my trip.
Oh, you're going to be great. You're going to be great.
I love it. Thanks for hanging out today and chatting. And hopefully this helped our listeners to keep in mind, you know, for their English learning or other languages too. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay, have a good trip soon.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.